I'd like to do today is to talk about a topic that starts with Sfiras Omer, but really addresses numerous topics all across the halachic sphere. That's when does one have to verbalize something and when is thought sufficient. So we'll start with Sfiras Omer. We have the verb Samach Pei Reish, to count. So what does that mean? Does that mean you have to say something? Maybe it means what we'd call in English reckoning. You just have to think. No. Excuse me? Okay, right. Look at the calendar. In other words, we're going to see that there are numerous views on this topic. And what's interesting is because basically we will see the two separate streams of thought. The one approach is that you should always assume that sphira is verbalization unless proven otherwise. And the other approach is exactly the reverse, that maybe you should always assume sphira is only thinking, only reckoning, and only if it's the compelling evidence that you have to verbalize would verbalization be necessary. So we're going to see a number of areas in halacha besides Sfiras Omer. One is the issue of Sfira of Shanim and Shvitos. You know, Parshas Emor, of course, has Sfiras Omer. Parshas Bahar has the Shemitah cycle and the Yovel cycle, which you have 7 years of Shemitah, 7 times 7, 49, then you have the Yovel. Does Bezdin have to say Hashana, Shana, Rishona, Shal, Shemitah Yovel? Do they have to say something? Or do they only have to think it? Then, it's a shiur for women, so we can also mention the whole issue of the counting of the 7 days, the Shiva Nikiyam, because that just have to be reckoned. We're going to see a remarkable view that if you're going to be consistent, Sfira would have to be verbalized even then. We'll see that. Okay, let's start with the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, of course, is noted for his pshat orientation, as opposed to Rashi, who will often bring Midrashim, even though Rashi anthologizes the Midrashim. Rashi will only quote those Midrashim which are more Pshuto Shel Mikra than other Midrashim. Ibn Ezra still many times rejects Rashi's approach and will follow what he feels is the pshat. So Ibn Ezra, on the Pasuk, he has one of his usual cryptic comments. He says, Lulei HaKabbalah Hayanire Kisfiras HaYomim Kishnos HaYovel. Okay, so in other words, without Torah Sheh Ba'alpeh, if all we would have had is the Pshuto Shel Mikra, we would have thought that Sfiras HaOmer is like Sfiras of Yovel. So what does that mean? What is the subdivision upon which What is the point that Sfiras Omer would have been like Sfiras HaYovel? So there are different interpretations. I quote here the second Maror Makom. The first one was Ibn Ezra itself. The second one, in standard first Ibn Ezra, feels that Ibn Ezra is talking about the following topic. You know, there's a very big debate by Sfiras Omer. There's Yomim and Shvuos. There's days and weeks. Is that one mitzvah? Is that two mitzvahs? Could you have the position, like the Rama says, if it's Manazeh, Yomim Daraisa and Shvuos only Midrabanon, maybe it's reversed, like the Sfat Emes wants to say, that the Shvuos is really more central. So, just like you have that question by Sfiras Omer, you have the same question with Yovel. You count 7 times 7, and then you reach the 50th year. Is the main counting year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, etc.? Or maybe it's just, you go by 7. You reckon 1 through 7, then you count 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. So some of our Ibn Ezra say as follows. That's the second Maror Makom. Peiro she'ein lanu lispor ha'yomim v'shvuos kmo she'chiyavnu razal rak she'nimneh shvuos kmo shnos ha'yovel. In other words, according to this interpretation, Ibn Ezra is saying that the counting, had we not had Torah Sheh Ba'al-Peh, had we only had Torah Sheh Bechtav, would have only been by 7s. Just like when Bezdin calculates the Yovel, they don't have to count every single year. They would just count 7, 14, 21, 28, etc. one would have thought only from Shuto Shel Mikra that the case of Spirit Omer also would have been only the Shavuos, Kamashmalan Toshav Al Peh, that he count not only weeks, but days as well. Okay, this is a possible pshat. The problem is there really is no evidence in the text of Ibn Ezra to say that's the pshat. So how does one proceed? So methodologically, what one should do is to see if the author upon whose works we have a suffix wrote any other words on the topic. And turns out Ibn Ezra did. There's another book called Yesod Morah. That is, whoever typed it up made a mistake. It should be Morah with an aleph. The fear of God. And anyway, Yesod Morah has, it's like a Sefer HaMitzvot type. It's a very succinct work by Ibn Ezra in which he discusses principles of mitzvot. And once again, he says, this is Toshav Echsav, and that's only Toshav Al Peh. And since Ibn Ezra is more pshat-oriented, he limits a lot what is in Toshav Echsav. So look what he writes here. This is source number 3, Yesod Morah. V'lulei ha-kabola ha-yilo tamacher, u'kmo sfira ta'omer, ki heim hifrishu bein utspartem lochem, u'bein v'stofra law. Oh, in other words, Sefer Lov is the issue of the Zava, and then the 7 clean days of that blood, so also counts. So there also, the first premise is certainly that there's no verbalization. So, Quanti Sod Morah, we see what Ibn Ezra is saying, it's much stronger. He's saying that without Tosha Ba'al Peh, we would have thought that there's no verbalization at all by Sfirat Ha'omer. No verbalization of the weeks, no verbalization of the days, nothing. All that it would be thinking, reckoning. Just like a Zava reckons the 7 clean days, just like with Yovel, there's no mitzvah to count. Today, this year is the year number 1 in our Yovel cycle. This year is year number 2. That also is thinking. Oh. So in other words, if you put Yesod Morah and Ibn Ezra al Torah together, we have in a certain way, a more radical pshat, but I think it coheres much better. What Ibn Ezra is telling us is that Pshuto Shel Mikra Sfartem always, across the board, both Sfirat Omer and Sfirat Shemitah and Yovlot, and Sfirat Zava only means thinking. Tosh Baal Peh tells us that in the one case, the one exception, Sfirat Omer, not only is it thinking, there and only there, it's verbalization. Now let's go to the Ramban. Ramban also is aware of the tension regarding the word sphira. Does it mean only thinking? Does it mean actually saying something? The Ramban, however, is unsure. Let's read it. Tam usvartem lachem, kmo lakachtem lachem, shutei sphira lakicha lakol echa ve'echad. Okay, that is true. That's not the point here. Ramban here is making the point that with respect to Sphere of Shemitah and Yovel, the mitzvah is only on Beis Din. With respect to Sphere of Omer, every Jew counts. But then he adds, She'yimne b'piv v'yazkir cheshbono kasha kiblu rabosenu. Okay, so at the end of the day, this is an example of Ramban following the Andalusian tradition of earlier Spanish Mepharshim. Ramban here really is agreeing with Ibn Ezra. He's saying that, look, without the Kabbalah of Tor Shebeh Al Peh, we would have thought that Sfirat Omer also is only thinking. However, we have a Mesorah that Sfirat Omer is speaking. The aim came of Sofer Lo, that's Zav, Sofer Lo, Zava, the Zavin. Now, why should that be different? Rabban now wants to go a step further. Let's grant the premise. Let's grant the premise that Sfirat Omer is speaking and Zav is only thinking. Why should there be a difference? So he writes, Sharei im ratzu omdim betumasam. One, there's no chiyuv to immediately go over these 7 days. However, in other words, it's not an inexorable law. Sfirat Omer, you know, there are 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And even if you forget Sfirat Omer, it doesn't mean that Shavuos would be a week later. But that's very interesting. Ramban is trying to find some distinction, some svara, some logical idea to explain why Sfirat HaOmer would be different. Rather, by Zavaz, Ela Shelo Yishkachuhu. What about Yovel? So that's like in the middle. He says, V'chem Sefarta L'chadi Yovel, She'tizaher B'mitzvah Shelo Tishkach. So there also, it's only so that they shouldn't forget which day it is, which year it is, rather. Over Torah's Kohanim, V'sefarta L'cha B'bezdin. So now the Rabban retreats. He says, you know, I don't know what the point that Chazal have when they emphasize that Sfirat Yovel is B'bezdin. What's the point? V'lo yadati. Im loma shiyu bezdin ha'godol chayovim litzbar shonim u'shvuos the Rosh Kol Shana Lavarach Aleim Kmo Shanasa B'Sfirat HaOmer Olomar She'itaru Be'etim Aminyan B'Kachu Shanasa Chamishim. So the Ramban, the first part of the Ramban sounds just like the Ibn Ezra. He says that the only time you have verbalization of Sfirat HaOmer, Zava, on the other hand, is only thinking, and from the first half of the Ramban you'd say Yovel also is only thinking. But then he cites the Torah's Kohanim, which says, you know, there's a mitzvah Be'etim to count. So what's the point? So he says there, perhaps, and he's moving Yovel along the side of the ledger of Sfirat HaOmer. Perhaps with respect to Yovel, it means that they have to verbally count and make a bracha, or not. Finally, another good example of someone who emphasized the Pshuto Shel Mikra approach, and also came to the conclusion that, as far as Torah Shel Achsav is concerned, even Sfirat HaOmer is only thinking, is Rav David Tzvi Hoffman. David Tzvi Hoffman was the Rav in the Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin, like a proto-YU type, at the end of the 19th century. He wrote a Perish HaMikra on Vayikra and Devarim, in which he rebutted a lot of the claims of the Bible critics. With all that, he had an extremely Pshuto Shel Mikra approach. So he writes that as well. Kilofi pshuto shel mikra ein perish uspartem sfira bepeh. You don't have to verbalize anything. Ela chishuv becheshbon. You think. Kamo bezav bezava. Rak. Vipi ha-kabbalah shamanu shekan v'sfira ta'omer yitzveru ba'amirat peh mezuyeket ma she'en ken kumuvan v'yovel. So Yovel we see is in the middle, right? Is it more on the Sfira of Omer's side, or is it more on the Sfira, the 7 days of the Zavah side? So he also assumes that Yovel, all you have to do is think. Now it turns out, if you look carefully at different Rishonim, some of them, you know, en passant, and just in a very haphazard manner, also discuss this. So a lot of Rishonim talk about Hilchos Sfira of Omer all the way at the end of Maseches Pesachim, right? We're going to put it. Sfirat HaOmer is not a large enough topic to have a separate Masechta. So there are a few blot in Maseches Menachos which talk about Sfirat HaOmer, but since Menachos as Masechta as whole is not Halacha L'maisa, many Rishonim, really starting from the Rif, made their comments regarding Sfirat HaOmer all the way to the end of Maseches Pesachim. One example of that is Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran, from the 14th century. So he just, you know, you can miss it. It's all the way at the bottom of the page. He writes as follows. U'machayvin, this is source 6. U'machayvin l'mim l'yom l'shvuei, etc. V'tana rabbanon, v'nachos tekra shmol, tzvatim kol echad. Now here it is. Gamri rabbanon. Rabbanon learned, they had a tradition, v'hai u'svartem minyan mamish, actual counting, verbalization, ma'asha enkem b'shar siros aksuvos b'torah. And this Ran was quoted in Shulchan Aruch by the Taz, Matchilin Lisfar, that's 7. Afa gab de gab yovel ksiv gamkem sefar telecha, v'chem bezav ksiv v'sofra. In other words, if all you did is look in the Torah, you would have no internal evidence in the Torah whether one sfira is to be performed any differently than the others. However, again, gamiri laho bahayu sefar to the gabe omer, Huminyan mamish, mash enkein be'enach sfiros, mash an aleph, ken cause of haran. Okay, so up to now, just to sum up where we are in our discussion, we've seen Ibn Ezra, Ramban, Rav Tzvi Hoffman, the Ran, the Taz, all present the idea that essentially, sfira is always only thinking. The only thing is, Torah Baal Peh teaches us that with respect to Sefirot HaOmer, there and only there it's verbalization. And the Ramban was not sure, maybe he could put Yovel also, maybe not. But the only one clear exception is Sefirot HaOmer. Now let's go a step further. What does that mean that all you have to do with respect to Sefirot HaOmer is think it? Now there are two possibilities. One possibility is what I will call mental formulation. That means, even though you don't have to say anything, you have to think. Hayom echad u'shloshim yom shehem arba'ah shavuos u'shloshah yomim la'omer. Right? In other words, the fact that you don't verbalize still might mean that you have to think a complete sentence. For example, the Gemara has a discussion. We don't pass this way, but for men, one opinion says if you're Balkari, well, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema, you just think it. So that would mean you would have to think. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You would have to verbalize the text in your head. Another approach is even more radical. Like was mentioned at the beginning of the year, you don't even have to think anything. You just have to be aware that it's 50 days between Pesach and Shavuot. So this was a debate between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and his uncle, Wolf Eiger. Now, the particular question here was another fascinating issue. I don't think we'll be able to get into it. Are you Yotzei Sefirot HaOmer B'Ktiva? Now, I don't know how common it is today, but you look in Achronim, when they would write letters to each other, and it would be this time of year, they would say on top of the page, Hayom Lamed Aleph Yomim Ba'Omer. So let's imagine this great scenario. Someone doesn't go to shul, they just forgot about Sefirot HaOmer, but then they wrote a letter to their friend, and they wrote, Lamed Aleph Yomim B'Sefirah. Are you Yotzei with that? Now, if you need verbal declaration, Lachor, it's not verbal declaration, but if all you need is thinking, then certainly the writing, if the person is not an automaton, you know what you're writing, that's certainly good enough. And then there might even be a way to look at it to say that maybe writing is even better than thinking, because you are not only, you're doing a maisa, you're doing something objective outside your own brain. Okay, that's a great discussion between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and his uncle. Let me just share a personal anecdote. My grandfather, Lashon, when he came to America, so he wanted to meet other Rabbanim, and they were like talking back and forth, you know, this and that, and, you know, like bouncing back and forth, the very Torah, just sizing everyone up. Then my grandfather quoted, oh, of course, this is the four chuvos between Akiva Eiger and his uncle about Ksiva B'Sefirot HaOmer. I said, oh, you know, the four chuvos of Akiva Eiger and his uncle, you actually must really be a Talmid Chacham. That was like a standard of sophistication in learning. So within that, those four chuvos back and forth, there's a machlokes what the Ran means. Let me backtrack. Even if you claim that let's say you claim that Pshuto Shel Mikra, you don't need verbalization. All you need is thinking. Now, what about a bracha? So there's a famous Beit Yosef that says you do not make a bracha on a Dover Shevelev. Anything that you could be Yosef with thinking, you will not make a bracha upon it. Okay, this has to do with other issues of Bdikat Chomet, things like that. We won't get into that now. So part of the whole discussion is, now let's look at the issue of Sefirot HaOmer with respect to this. So, Sefirot HaOmer, we mentioned, we do verbalize, either from Toshav Echzav, or as we've seen up to now, from the Chachmei Sora, Toshav Al Peh. Sefirot Zava, the 7 days, there's no verbalization. Sefirot Yovel, we saw that we were not sure in the Ramban. The Baal Yetzirah claim that you make a bracha on Sefirot HaYovel. Amazing. Besim would say Baruch Ata Hashem Da Da Shekel Shem Tzvano Al Sefirot whatever the nusach will be Al Sefirot Shmitim VeYovlos or Al Shmita Yovel, whatever you would formulate it. And they make a bracha, but maybe you don't have to verbalize it, right? So this, you put everything together, it might be a proof to one side of the point, namely, that the Beis Yosef says you do not make a bracha when all you have to do is think something. Well, we might have an example here that all Beis Din is doing is thinking the years of Yovel, and yet they're making a bracha. So there are different ways to go. One way to go is to claim that maybe the Bali Tosis reject the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, not everyone else is mechuyev to accept his views. So one way to look at it would be to say that there's no, maybe you can make a bracha on a Dovah Shevelev. So in the middle of the whole discussion, because of the time, I really can't, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but what I will say is the following. By the end of the discussion, what emerges is that Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when we say with Zava, you don't have to verbalize. When we say with Sphira of Shmitim and Yovlos, you don't have to verbalize. It doesn't mean you have to think it. You don't even have to do that. All you have to do is be aware. That's the end of eight, the second paragraph, end of the first line. Udati, that's Ben Achoso, that's Kiveger talking to his uncle Wolfager, Tamido Nira Borur, the Kavana Taran, the Biyovel Gamiri Laho, the Ain Hatsvira Klal Uklal Mitzvah, Ben Tarech Klal Lisbar Hashonim Kisidron Shukacha Kach Liovel. Here it is. Lo Bedibur, below behirur. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't even have to have a, you don't need a verbal formulation, you don't even need a mental formulation. You just have to be aware which year it is in the 50-year cycle. Ela mitzvah tatora lasos yovel b'shnata chamishim, aval haminyan eino min hamitzvah. What? This was the third line in the second paragraph in 8. Okay, again, I'm not doing justice the whole back and forth. These are amazing tshuvas. They go through kol tarkula, when is ksiva good, when is hirur good, when they need verbalization. For example, let's say somebody writes out a shvua, fiktav. He writes down, I will never have Haagen-Dazs ice cream again, something like that. So is that shvua chal? We would hope it would not be. Because if you hold, you need verbalization. All right. So whatever the case would be. So it's unbelievable for tshuvas. You really see their complete mastery of all the topics and shots. Anyhow. So. All right. So, you know, we're gonna go straight already to source 11. So up to now, we have within the idea that you don't, when you don't need verbalization, do you still need like a mental formulation? Like Rabbi Kiva Eger's uncle, or maybe nothing. Now let's look at one of the sources that Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes. That's source 11. Hodotech Ksubis, Zavayin Beis, Amad Aleph. This is with Zava, the 7 days. The Safra Lola Atma. So Tosa raised the question. Mim Tomar, Amai Ein Mevorechet Zava Al Tzvirasa, Kmo Shemavarchin Al Tzvirasa Omer. Zav Ksiv is Safra. So the Bali Atosos are bothered by the same question that Ibn Ezra is bothered by. There's no consistency in the Torah. So, look at the Tosos does. On the one hand, Tosos is going to put Yovel on the side of Sfirat Omer against Sfirat Zava. Then the reason is very interesting. The Ein Mavarchin Ela Bi Yovel Shemavarchin Beisim Chal Shana Shal Olam Yuchal Amnos Kaseder V'chein Omer. Aval Zava Shem Tirat Tistar Ein Alimnos. Oh, in other words, there's nothing that stops Shavuos being on the 50th day. There's nothing that stops Yovel being the 50th year. But if after 2 days, one would see a spot of blood, you have to start counting again. That means the days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they're not inexorable 7-day count leading to the conclusion. They might not. Okay, so that's the position of the Tosfos. But what's remarkable here is that Yovel is clearly on the side of the ledger Sfirat HaOmer, right? So, that, in other words, whereas, for example, Ibn Ezra had Yovel is with a Zava that you don't need verbalization, only spirits Ome you do. Here it's reversed. Spirits Ome you do need verbalization, Yovel you need verbalization, and Zava you don't. Now, there is a little bit of an ambiguity in the Tosfos. If you know, in the first line, the question was, you make a bracha. Am I a nivoreches Zava? But then the last word is ein lo limnos. Doesn't have to even count at all. Now, this also pertains to Ricky Vegan's uncle. Apparently, only if you do verbalization is there a need for a bracha. Having said that, we will come back to that this distinction later. Now, in the past generation, even before that, many of the interpretations of the Bali Tos on the Torah have been printed. I remember when I was a boy, there was the Cross Gadolos, and these really small, very small print, Das Hatzken in Bali Atosos. So it turns out it's only one of three different collections. One collection called Das Skenim, another collection called Moshav Skenim, another collection called something else Skenim, which now slipped my mind. And there's also a collection in Bali Atosos Al HaTorah. So in all of them, in their parish on the Torah, either in Parshat Emor, where Sfirat Omer is presented, or in Parshat Bahar, where Sfirat Yovel is presented, that you all ask the question, how come there's no consistency? Now, all right, you know, we don't really have to read that now. 12 and 13 is simply all citations. What's interesting is 14. 14 is, by the way, the third one is Hadar Zakenim. That's it. Okay. So there's Das Zakenim, Moshav Zakenim, and Hadar Zakenim. So to speed things up, Das Zakenim and Moshav Zakenim say the same thing that we just saw. What's unique is the Hadar Zakenim. Let's read it. Let's read that. That's number 15. This is all from the Bali Atosis. Now remember we pointed out a minute ago that there's a certain ambiguity. Are we talking about the bracha, or are we even talking about counting verbally? Now, most of the time they go together, because if you assume, like the Ran, that you can't make a bracha if you only have to think, so therefore, making a bracha ipso facto means you're counting verbally. But let's look at Hadar Zakenim. Sfarta lecha sheva shapso shanim, umin adin shal beis linol shnei yovel, ula mimne nami yome ushvue. Mimne means, you know, verbally. Kmo shanach namonin yome ushvue. Mishum hai chashasha aslash me'ina. Umakshim gabi zava dechtiv esafala hoyla lavarech kmo b'spirat omer. Same question. So, there's the same answer, but the last five words are different. V'yesh lomid achayshinon shema tira toch yimei sfirata uti bracha levatala. Oh. In other words, the only reason the woman will not make the bracha is because then if she has to stop in the middle and count again, so the bracha would be a bracha levatala. Okay, now, if you just stop here, we would say there's nothing different from all the previous presentations. But look at the last five words. Umikomakom timne delo bracha. Unbelievable. Right? In other words, the whole discussion is only with respect to making the bracha. Bracha Hashem would be, you know, Ashek Hashanah, whatever, however you would formulate it, you know, Lispor, you may, you know, Shivat, you may Zava. The only thing we are talking about here is the bracha, but there's still a need for verbalization. This is also the Sefer Aguda. Sefer Aguda was a 15th century work which had a lot of the traditions of Ashkenaz. Let's read it. Per Shri Avol Zava Enum Vareches, Dilma Tistar Tzvirotak Shatira Afilo B'yom HaShvi. That we've seen. But look at the last six words. Umikol makom hitzricha lisbar be'peh. Finally, we come to an ancestor of mine, the Shalach HaKadosh, Rabbi Shai Halevi Horowitz. So, one second. I hope they, you know, I don't know if they printed here the right paragraph. One minute. you know, they printed the previous paragraph. So you'll take it from me. We'll see in Nota Behuda he attacks the Shalah. The Shalah is the absolutist. The Shalah follows this idea in the Bali Atosis and the Aguda and says, everywhere, the Sufra always means verbalization. It's exactly the opposite of the approach we've seen from the Ibn Ezra and the Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, that it never means verbalization. He says it always means verbalization, and at the end of the Shalah, it's not printed here, he says, and I told my wife that every month she should say, Hayom Yom Rishon, Limei Shivas Nikim, Hayom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, etc. This is amazing. Now, in the 18th century, there was interesting, this issue surfaced, because there was a Rav who went on a campaign to try to get all the women to follow this Shalah, which we've seen basically is one strand of the Bali Atosis, and everyone should count. So the Note of Yehuda, 18th century Prague, he said, there's no need. And as we will see, he essentially went back to the idea of the Chachmei Svarad. So even though we didn't see that passage in Note of Yehuda, we'll see in passage 18. Okay, that's the next page. Should Note of Yehuda, Mazur Tinyana, Yardaya Simin Kuf Chaf Gimel. Also, Rabbi Shaya Mi Breslau. Breslau, I think it is. Okay, so you see that top line? It's amazing. Mechtavo Min Isru Chag Ha'atzeret Higiyani Vishwa Zeh Hinei Mashakotav Ma'aloso Lahatiris Anoshim Lesnai Kedivri Hagon HaKadosh Baal Shalah Shebimei Svira Tanakim Timne B'chol Yom B'tomer Hayom Yom Echad Kev Nechtiv Sofra La. Now stop. Someone should say, what do you mean Kev Nechtiv Sofra La? We thought that was the proof that you don't have to verbalize anything. So the Shalah is taking the approach of the Bali Atosis and going to the extreme, that the Sofra always means verbalization. It means to count verbally. And the whole discussion in the Tosis is only with respect to the Bracha. Ayin v'shalah, etc. Now watch this. Look at the second line. Omer ani hagon, omer ani, comma. Hagon hakadosh hazeh, meaning the Shalah. L'rov kedushas chasiduso, nisgayim bo, oev mitzvos lo yitzva mitzvos. He loved mitzvos so much, he kept on wanting to add more. V'ratza l'man tzidko l'adil Torah l'harbos v'mitzvos. However, Note of Yudah says, the Shalah, you know, he was a tzaddik and a chassid and a kadosh, but he's wrong. And he has a new proof. Avol etzli achar mechilat kvodo shelagon ein dvar mitzkablim. He has some great rayas. We'll do a few of them. Vima mikra zem mitzvah lama lomno harambam baharamban vabahag v'chol moni ha-mitzvot v'mitzvot zay. Mitzvot v'tayad mitzvot shtei mitzvot. Mitzvah lizav for a man, lisposha gam zav ksi v'sofar lo shivat yomim. U'mitzvah bizava v'sofar la. V'yafilu im name of the zav v'sofar kachanin, who told about kaponim mitzvah achas. That's a great raya. As we know, Sfirat Omer is counted. You look at any book of the Tayat Mitzvot, you have a mitzvah Sfirat Omer. Even if you claim it's anog v'zman ezek, it's only based on mikdash, it once was a mitzvah. Right? And, you know, whether you go like the Rabbi Nirucham, that is two mitzvahs, one for Yomim, one for Shonim or not, it's still counted in the Minyan. But Zav is not counted. Why not? Elamai, you know, we argue from, you know, contrapositive, we see that the very fact that it is not counted as a mitzvah shows there is no verbalization. Elavadai she'ein zu mitzvah, Rak hakotsuv omesh etashkiach sheyu shiva yomim halalu nekiyum shalotistar. Vein ze domo lamadikti ba'omer usfartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbos. He now, Nodavita tries to bring his raya, saying that you can derive from certain extra words in the Torah with respect to Spirit Omer that the verbalization is the mitzvah. Shem yutar legamre. Davle lemichtav yom hachamishim. Yom aviyachem is omat nufa. Lom aksiv usfartem. Obviously, we know that it's 50 days. There's Pesach. 50 days later, it's Shavuot. So why do you have to say you count? So obviously, to get from Pesach to Shavuos, you have to reckon 50 days. Therefore, when it says Spartan, there's the mitzvah of the process, as opposed to Zava, where there is no idea of counting per se. Now, what's fascinating is that if you look at from the broader perspective, the Beit is really going back to the position of the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban and the Chachmei Sfarad that take from Shugel Shel Mikra the term Uspartem means thinking. The only exception is Omer. Okay, so we started out with the Ibn Ezra and then we went with that. Ibn Ezra, Ramban maybe, the Ran, and Zavit Zvi Hafen. Then we saw the Bali Atosos and one strand in the Bali Atosos that says not only does do Bezin with Yovel have to verbalize, even Azava has to verbalize, and we saw the Shalah, and he made his wife do it, and then Notab Yehuda goes back, but I just want to point out Notab Yehuda, all these riots from the Rambam and the Bahag, that's all riots from the other way of looking at the Pshuta Shal Mikra. Okay, now, I'm running out of time, I feel bad, I came a little late, I want to at least do one other remarkable source, and maybe the rest I'll just try to briefly in like next 5 or so minutes outside. We started out saying that with Ibn Ezra that the only way you even have to know that the Sefirat Omer is counting is because Torah Baal Peh. Now we come to a methodology problem. The methodology problem is as follows. If the Pshuto Shel Mikra, even with respect to Sefirat Omer, is only thinking, how do you know you have to speak it? Now, every time that you have a lot of Gemara talk about Sefirat Omer, Sefirat Yomim, Sefirat Shavuos, but if that's what the word means, Uspartem, maybe even Bizman Hazeh, all you have to do is to think it. Now, we're claiming that there's a Kabbalah that it has to be verbalized. How do you know? What's the evidence? It's everything's self-referential and you go in circles. Now, true, from the later Amoraim, you have already the phrase of Mimne. For example, the whole discussion of Mitzvah L'Mimne Yomi V'Lo Mitzvah L'Lo Mimne Shvue. So that already, the word Mimne might actually mean to count verbally. But before that, it's hard to internally prove that there actually is any evidence that you even have the verbalized Sefirat Omer. Now, of course, the Rishonim will say it is a Kabbalah, the Masorah, that Sefirat Omer has to be verbalized. Nonetheless, there is one Rishon that I'm aware of that says, even by Sefirat Omer, the whole din of Sefira verbalization is only Midrabanan. Let's look at that. That's the last, that's footnote, that's source 29. And this Arugas Abostim was published over 60 years ago by Professor Ephraim Orbach, who not only wrote a famous book on the Bali Atosus, but also found a lot of material from manuscript, rare views from different Rishonim. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim from Bonn in Germany. So let's start from the third line. Nisho Rabbeinu Yaakov Rav Meir, that's Rabbeinu Tam. So the same question we've seen already a dozen times. He fires it all. What about a Mitzorah? He has to have 7 days outside the Machaneh. Let him count. Let the Yoledes count the 7 days for a boy, 14 for a girl. And whenever it says Sfira, let there be counting. Says, I don't know the answer. There's no tradition. He didn't have a tradition. What Rabbeinu Tam answered? Now, whenever you see these introductory remarks, you know it's going to be an amazing chiddush. Boom. That's what's going to happen here. Watch this. The time of the hach bracha mishum kedei lahotzi milibon shel tzidukim. Remember, the whole issue of when you count Sefirat Omer was a hotly debated talk between our ancestors, the Prushim, and the Tzidukim and all the other sects. They believe that Mimachrat HaShabbat means Sunday. And they always started to say Pesach was, unless it's Thursday, it's only a few days, but let's say Pesach was Thursday and Friday. They wouldn't start counting Sfirat HaOmer Thursday night. They would start counting on Sunday. And right? And therefore they always had Shavuos come on Sunday. And some of the other sources I have here, if you look it up, Chazal go back and forth attacking them. Then it turns out, even within the Tzidukim, the different views. I heard from Dr. Schneer Lyman, he pointed out that the question is, did you start from the Sunday after the beginning of Pesach, or the Sunday at the after the end of Pesach? So that these scrolls, there is evidence of the sect that started after Sunday after the end of Pesach, then they had Shavuot on Tesvav Sivan. So you had all these different sects. We, of course, have our Mitzorah that Usfaritam Lechemi Mocharat HaShabbat. Shabbat does not mean Saturday. Shabbat means holy day, day of rest, which could mean Shabbat. It means Shabbat 99% of the time. But it could mean also Yontif. And here it is Yontif. So that's what's going on here. So we were fighting. Chazal were fighting the Tzidukim. And therefore, they said, you know what? We're not going to just think it. We're going to scream it. But that means it's not a din d'oraisa. Right? I mean, let's think through the implications of this. Let's read this inside. Kedei lahotzi miliban shel tzidukim she'amru usfartem lachem yimacharat ha-shabbos yimachat ha-shabbos bereshis umishum hachi tikun rabbanon tzvira, meaning the verbalization. Vatzrechu ha-bracha milav lo tzatzer. You think he doesn't mean it? Look at the next line. In other words, this is, he's calling out famous Gemara. How can we make a bracha on Chanukah? Asher, Kisham, so it's not a Gnei Shal Chanukah. It's not true. Chanukah is not the right. It's only Drabonon. The answer is, Lo Sasser. God told us to listen to Chazal. Chazal said, like Chanukah Lich. So we make a bracha on that. And that's why we make a bracha on Sfira Ta'omer. The Farsume, the Sfira, the Machorat Yantin, Mitzchala. The Achinami, Ashkhan, the Hedid, near the Avdil Rabban, Takanta, La Hamilta. In fact, if you look in Mishnayis Menachos, the whole Ketzirat HaOmer Tekes had many, many aspects which were Lahotzi Miliban Shel Ha Tzidukim. So according to this, it's yet another pshat. This, just like we saw, the Shalal was the furthest extreme on one side, that everywhere Sviro Chotar Kula means counting verbally. And he even told his wife to count the 7 days verbally, and whatever demur you have with respect to counting Zav is only respect to the bracha. Here, it's not only everything is mental, lulei kabbalah, it's not true lulei kabbalah, because the whole din, even with the spirit of omen, you have to count verbally, is only kdei lahotzi miliban shelat tzidukim. So, absolutely an amazing view. So, and then, of course, we have the intermediate views, such as represented by the Ramban and the Bali Tosafot, according to some, that Sfirat HaOmer definitely is verbal, Sfirat Zav is definitely mental, and the issue is with respect to Yovel, you can go either way. So, Harba Yosef Mimashe Amarti Yeshkan, there's an article by Skalman Govan Henshko who discusses many other understanding to this idea. We can't against this now, but hopefully I presented some of the views on this very interesting topic. Okay.